Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nine pints.
I'm ready. I am so ready. You hear Herb Brooks, and I'm going to pretend. I asked Dan Ball, because I've never done any research into that, because I really don't want to know how accurate that is, how true to life that is. I just want to think it happened. I want to listen to it. I want to get ready to run through a brick wall. And I did. I listened to the whole extended cut from Miracle, Herb Brooks, USA, Soviet Union. But tonight, it is USA, Canada at the Garden. And I know we're not as appropriately dressed or inappropriately dressed as Jones and Keith.
However, I would say that was most appropriate. I apologize. I have a full head-to-toe, like, American guy suit, and I thought about wearing it not only to the studio and then to the bar tonight, but then I thought, oh, man, then I'm going to look like an ass. I'll be that guy. And so I didn't. And now I regret it. I legitimately regret it.
Yeah, because, I mean, then you left Jones to just look like an ass and be that guy.
He doesn't look like an ass.
No, never.
He looks great.
His kids might be listening.
His kid's all fired up for him. He's like, my dad's dressed in the colors of a nation that used to be great.
Still is great. We'll have none of that here. So you and Stiz and Arkan, y'all can keep your mouth shut. We are all Team USA.
We are all going in the same direction tonight.
Yes.
And that is to the exits when Canada wins 3-1.
Well, I do want to start there, actually, because we're all hyped up, and my money is not where my mouth is.
No,
I bet on U.S. I'm really...
You did?
I did.
They're way too heavily favored. Isn't the line like a puck and a half?
Yeah, I just went money line, I think.
Great value there.
No, there wasn't. I just want to bet. I want to back my team. But I do have a little concern that, A, the game... WEEI Afternoons, welcome aboard.
Oh,
206 here.
They know where they are.
I figured you knew where you were. That, A, it can't possibly live up to Saturday night.
Are you talking about tonight?
Tonight. The one time out of 10 we're hoping.
Nine
is
times
it this
out of 10.
I know it, we played that. Is
it won't
Team
live
USA,
up to Saturday.
Canada as mismatched as that?
No.
That's what I would say.
Oh, holy smokes. No, Canada should be the favorite. However, they've played once. The U.S. brought the tough to them. Our goalie has been much better.
Kachuk. Anytime goal.
But I'll tell you, if anyone is anyone going to a watch party, anyone headed to the bar, the brewery, whatever, having people's over, if you're expecting a repeat performance of Saturday or the U.S. to just, like, absolutely truck these guys tonight, this is going
to
be a fight.
Well, they're going to have to be physical. I think they have to play that way.
That's their
Canada
that's
is
their
faster.
Ace. That's their ace.
Canada skates better, as Herb Brooks said.
You right? think Canada is going to be faster tonight?
Tonight. Well, maybe not in the second period, in the third period, after they get walloped a couple times. I think...
Yeah, but one of the wallopers is out.
But Jim McBride, based on his tweet, which steals a photo from the story of Charlie McAvoy, out of the hospital. He's free bird. So I'm guessing he'll be in the building.
I wonder, is he going to be like waving the flag or the banner?
I hope so.
Get him out there.
Hopefully his shoulder doesn't fall off. You go,
just hold it with the other one.
Okay. Those big flags, though.
They are large.
Two hands.
Maybe he can do it with, you know, adopt the buddy system.
Yeah. Somebody help him out with it. But Charlie McAvoy may be in the building. Trump is not going to be in the building because he called, right? He wished them good luck.
I thought he was going to be attending tonight.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard that.
There was a rumor. So he called
to wish them luck. There was definitely a rumor.
Maybe that was he didn't want to distract them pregame because obviously they have rituals to go through tonight.
How many times are you going to do that?
Probably 500 more.
So take the over if you're betting on the tonight's.
I have to time it accordingly as well. 9 times out of 10. So he could still be in attendance in the building.
Sure.
But I'm sure he doesn't want to disrupt their pregame rituals, whatever they're going through. You know, the guys, are you a get so geeked up that you lose your mind like in a frothy lather type of pregame? Or do you like when guys are just like in their space, in their head? You know what I mean? Like,
I think it takes both. I think the best teams have both. They have the guy that just sits there and you're like, don't talk to him. Don't F with him. He's in the mindset.
Oh, and then you got, are you right?
Then you got the other guy who's slamming his head against the locker, and you're like, your forehead is bleeding.
He's like, I know.
You may be concussed.
I don't play until there's blood.
Right. I think you need both. I loved the other night when they were doing their, like, team mumbo jumbo, whatever, like, arms interlocked kind of thing. The youthful exuberance, whatever you want to call that. They seemed like a bunch of teenage boys playing for Team USA.
That's what's carrying through. They're having fun together.
But having fun can fall apart if Connor McDavid goes coast to coast, puts one in the back of the net, and you're like, oh, are they just better?
It's 2-0, 2 minutes in.
Right,
crap.
Right. And I know the Tkachuks are playing. It'll be interesting to see
how
they handle it.
Come hell or high water, I told you, there's 0.0% chance they weren't going to play. Their limbs could be falling off.
Just because you... Yes, Dan Ball.
Everybody, per Mike Sullivan, head coach of the team, everyone is available to play tonight except for Charlie McAvoy.
But just because you play doesn't mean you're at your best.
That's fair.
Gronk played lots of playoff games and was not at his best.
That's true. Some of them, he was even basically a decoy. And
the Texans, re-broke his arm, Super Bowl 46.
I would hope that the Tkachuk brothers, the fighting Tkachuk brothers, are at a higher level than that. Because I do believe Matthew Tkachuk has proven that just as he is for the Florida Panthers, he is for Team USA. He's a tone setter. He's the guy, the straw, whatever you want to call it, the drink, the whole damn thing.
The stick that stirs that drink.
Absolutely. And I think you need that. You need that direction from him. But this is going to be, it's going to be the biggest Thursday night sporting event ever. Right?
Ooh, I'm sure there's been.
I mean, it's midweek and you're like, you're having part watch parties. You're going to the pub. You're like, it's a Friday. Maybe I'll call in sick. Whatever. I mean, we're used to Super Bowl Sunday and some big weekend events.
For sure.
But this is Team USA that everybody has now adopted.
Yeah, everyone's kind of behind this team.
Right.
Yeah.
In a organic way that we never saw coming. I find it fascinating. So this week, we've talked to Sean McDonough. Nope, didn't see this coming. We talked to Keith Tkachuk. Nope, didn't see this coming. Hoped it would be something, but couldn't have envisioned it was going to take over the sports world the way it has. And this is a unique event. We haven't seen this. And I love when this pops up. This is so much better than predetermined, packaged, whatever.
Well, that's it's time for the NBA Finals. Super Bowl Sunday is coming up. Like,
this
you're supposed
time
to get
it
behind
matters.
It. Like, there has been no time. Yeah, exactly. All-Star Games, etc. Yeah. There has been no time for, like, Pepsi and Tostitos and all other sorts of fabulous, wonderful snacks and brands to, like, put together ads to let us know, like, this is a significant event. No deodorant, grooming company, truck, etc. Like, it just happened organically. And in less than a week's time, we went from, what's this nonsense they're doing in place of the All-Star game to, holy smokes, like everyone's going to be watching. I think more people than even the anti-hockey or non-hockey people believe are going to be watching tonight.
So, Dan Ball, do me a favor. What is the most watched hockey game of all time, and will this beat it?
I'll find it. One sec.
Oh, it's going to be USA versus Russia, even back in the day and age of tube TVs.
It was tape delayed.
Doesn't matter.
It was freaking tape delayed.
Doesn't matter.
You sure about that? No.
Yeah.
With inflation?
I'll bet you.
In 2025 numbers?
100%.
What do you got, Dan Ball?
Quick Google search for the AI overview on Google.
Always right.
The most watched NHL game in North America was Game 7 of the 2024 Stanley Cup Final, which averaged 16.3 million viewers across the continent.
So this will smash that, correct?
2024 Stanley Cup Finals. Wait, between the Oilers and the Panthers?
Apparently.
That was a pretty intense game.
Yeah, I'll dig a bit further to see if there's an Olympic game that maybe jumps that. But if that was at 16.3, then this should reach, what, 20, 22?
I got to think this is going to be in the 20s. Because despite what the Twitchers say, everybody said I'm parochial, that no one outside of here cares. Nationally, this isn't a big deal. Like, what? Am I wrong?
Well, I don't think a lot of people are going to be watching in, like, let's say, Arizona.
Oh, I do.
You do?
I absolutely do.
Big Coyote fan?
I think No. USA fans. This has become a USA thing, not a hockey thing. The hockey fans were always going to watch, but that's a smaller group. You have added people that are just not real hockey fans, that are just kind of, it's my whole theory. You slap a flag on it, and it changes everything. And then if you add something else, like the fights and the excitement and, oh, Canada and the anthem, and start to add these other subplots.
The timing is impeccable. The timing, considering all of the contentious nature between surprisingly contentious nature of Canadian-American relations between Trudeau and Trump and tariffs and the
Brian Boitano.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They were right. South Park always right. Simpsons
and South
Park. We are
the first radio show in history to use that drop.
Blame Canada.
You know,
started it.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they
yes,
didn't.
They did.
No, they didn't. Infinity.
Did we boo their anthem first?
Oh, you're talking about that.
Yeah. So they started it.
Well, they were mad about
relations. We're going to finish it. Don't throw the first punch. Make sure you throw the last. Don't throw the first.
It's about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you keep getting hit and keep moving forward.
See, perfect. You're on board. Glad to hear.
Have you? Of course I'm on board.
About time we had a American Fitzy. Yeah.
So Saturdays had 10.1 million.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Tops that 100%?
I don't feel as strong now that you gave me that number.
I got a number for you.
I'm going to say 20 million people watched
tonight. That's
always a fun
game.
20, double.
20 million people will watch.
I'm going for over 18. It tops the 2024 final. Yes, Dan.
This might be a better barometer for what we're expecting. The 2010 gold medal game, which was also Canada.
I've referenced many times, was a phenomenal, phenomenal hockey game.
One of the best hockey games. Probably maybe the best hockey game since the 1980 clip that we were referencing.
Goosebumps, chills, etc.
27.6 million viewers on NBC, and that was a Sunday afternoon.
And you know who else? It was a Sunday afternoon, and of course you had one of the top five all-time play-by-play voices on it.
Doc Emmerich.
Great Doc Emmerich. Absolutely. But now we got Sean McDonough ready
one
to voice crack.
One of the all-time great play-by-play voices.
Overtime, and they score!
That wasn't bad.
Jack Eichel!
Got worse.
My God!
Okay, so that number, I'm not sure this will be the most watched hockey game. I think it'll get into the 20 millions. I'm not sure it'll get into the high 20 millions.
All right.
And it'll
very tall boy. I say you want to take over. Let's set it at 22 million.
I'll take the over. I'm going to be optimistic. But it depends on the
20
game.
20-ounce Gansett.
Because I told you guys yesterday, and I think we all did this in some form
or fashion.
Is this
a you guys or a you people?
No, you guys.
Okay.
If I want you to be you people, you'll know I'm calling you you people. This is you guys.
Like, hey, you guys.
When I was watching and the first fight started and then the second fight started.
You texted Jackson.
I texted and immediately I think there was word of mouth spread like, hey, if you're not watching this hockey game, you should be. Now, I think because of that, it will start with more people. And then if it picks up any steam because of that, this one's even better than Saturday night. You better be watching kind
now,
of thing.
Now, if you tax your that's son, what, that's when he'll boo you.
Well, I tax him occasionally. Add a little something to the credit card
all right,
bill.
So here's the thing. Yeah, I've got to watch out for that.
You know how many eggs they eat?
Yeah, I know, a lot. I know,
I
he's
go
a growing
through.
Boy, he's a professional. He's like an aspiring
how
athlete.
How many dozen eggs do you think I go through a month?
You?
I mean, a week.
A week?
Yeah.
Three.
Way more than that.
Way
You're
more
kidding.
Than three dozen eggs in a
so
week?
How do you guys even move? How do you guys ever use the bathroom?
I go to BJ's and I buy, they sell a five dozen.
The store, Stanley.
Yes, the store. And they sell five dozen eggs.
I dumped it anyway.
And I buy the five dozen egg pack.
Right.
And it might last a
Eggland's,
week.
Land O'Lakes?
No, I think it's just eggs.
Just get
I think
that
it's
brand.
Just generic eggs.
Eggs.
Those are more expensive.
I've told you before, you live down in sort of like rural America. Get a couple of hens.
You know what there's a lot of?
A hen house will cost you less.
You know what it'll cost more?
What?
Replacing the hens after the coyotes eat them.
Oh, you got coyotes too.
Everywhere. My neighbor had chickens and no more. They became coyote food.
Somebody had a...
Plus you got to feed them and you got to get up every day and open the hatch and lower the hatch.
Like, shut up,
right.
Doris.
They smell. They're kind of gross. I don't know if you've ever been around the chickens. They're like they fight.
They're like drunk college kids. They like walk in their own crap.
Yes, they do. It's kind of gross. So no.
But they're also adorable.
Anyway, back to this.
Five dozen eggs a week?
Yeah. Ish.
Jeez.
Ish. It might be four and then change and then I got to get
hard boiled, scrambled. What are we doing?
I do mostly just fried eggs for breakfast, but he does like bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches, and him and a buddy can go through six bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches for breakfast. Like, boom, six, gone.
God, it's unbelievable. This is what
I forgot you guys are the Dartmouth frat house, so you have a lot of visitors that
I
come
think
through.
I may be the one person who, when paying for college, will save money because I get the grocery bill off. Now it's a fixed expense.
Yeah.
Go to the cafeteria and eat, and we
pay
for it.
The four words you're going to say as you turn around and leave, it won't be you like, I'll miss him, dear. It's going to be, he's your problem now.
Exactly. No, I think I'm going to save money when I get all these kids off my bill. It's
honest
crazy.
To God. But I mean, with a 12-year-old, I finish feeding him, and he's like, can I have some more? Like, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
You had more calories in that sitting than I do in a day.
Which is why I laughed when I heard some places in cities are selling eggs by the single. You can buy a single
Lucy's,
egg.
Lucy's, yeah. I've heard that, too.
What am I going to do with a single egg?
The bodega up the street from me.
Yeah.
Lucy
wait,
eggs.
Wait, like
an egg.
Hard-boiled?
No,
I'll
no,
buy
no.
A
no,
just
a,
like
an no, egg. An egg. No, just an egg.
Single egg?
Like you wanted to make breakfast and you can't afford to buy the whole dozen, so you'll buy an egg.
Spend a dollar on an egg?
Yeah, probably. Probably less than a dollar.
Make cookies or waffles?
Yeah.
Anyway, so you spend a lot on eggs. You got growing boys. How this ties into the United States.
How do we get here?
It's a good place. It's a relatable place.
No, I think word of mouth is what this game will need to try to get over the top. I think it's going to be a massive draw to start building off of Saturday.
2-0 Canada, late second.
Not
ratings
great.
Could be going down.
It's Friday night. I got to go to work. All right. I don't need
Thursday,
another beer.
Yeah.
Now, if it's Thursday night, I mean, you got to go to work tomorrow. But now if it's 2-1 U.S. and there's been four fights and it's on the edge of your seat, I think it's grab me another Miller Lite. I might call in sick tomorrow. I'm enjoying the full game. I'm all in. I'm standing. I'm chanting USA. USA.
That's what I want to see. I want to see the videos from bars all over.
I believe that we will win.
Boston, Canton, the Cape. Worcester, wherever, like all just around here and across the country. I want to see massive watch parties, people decked out. I want the chants, the cheering. I want to see like tomorrow.
Booing.
Know, do you ever, like I go back whenever I'm in a mood. Sometimes if I need the spirits buoyed, I will go back and I'll watch like that nice sports serotonin boost. I'll go watch like watch party reaction videos to like the Super Bowl 49 interception, James White scoring. That just lifts my mood. I'm hoping tomorrow there's a game-winning overtime goal for the U.S., and all I want to do is just rewatch that.
Oh, poor Sean McDonough's voice. If there's a game-winning overtime goal for the U.S., he might not speak for
a week. What if Matthew Tkachuk or Brady Tkachuk scores a game-winning overtime goal? They will be... You won't even be able to afford their day rate anymore. Their speaking tours, the books, the videos, the merch.
They're already well on their way to that to some degree, but you're right.
Do you think Matthew Tkachuk is on the verge of becoming like a star?
Absolutely. As much as a guy who isn't the best player, because he's not the best player in hockey.
Doesn't have to be.
Connor McDavid is the best player.
By far.
Maybe of all time.
And he's Canadian.
Right. But for a player who's not the best and in the U.S. and sort of in the hockey world... Yeah, I think he's on the verge of becoming an absolute star. I think you will see Matthew Tkachuk and probably the Tkachuk brothers in a lot of commercials. I'm not going to say they're the Mannings because they're not the Mannings and it's not football, but I think you will see the Tkachuk brothers.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I bet, you know, wouldn't be surprised if there are ads with like Brady, Matthew, and Keith and the whole family forward. They're not.
And maybe get his ass in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no kidding. By the way, text line is the same as the phone number. Everyone, you know that, 617-779-7937. 508 texter, Gansett, is this 1980? Well, first of all, if I wanted to throw back to when Herb Brooks led the U.S. to the greatest shocking hockey victory of all time, I would drink that. But also, it's my usual call tonight and every night. It's my favorite beer. And 774.
It's him trying to get free beer is what it is.
They already sent me
something. It is
what
it is. Hashtag ad.
Hashtag sponsor. Hashtag spoken for. Hashtag influencer, hashtag F off. 508. 774, I got farm fresh eggs right here for you in Dartmouth, Jumbo. Yep.
I'll send the kids over with the truck.
You know the nice thing about them? You don't have to refrigerate them.
Yeah, I learned that. I don't know if I believe that.
No, it's true.
I know. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with it. So I'm just going to leave eggs just sitting for
weeks.
Yeah,
that's one of those things. No.
It's
even if I knew it was true.
After the chicken lays the eggs, they have a film on them that protects the egg. If you wash it, got to go right in the fridge. If you don't, au naturel.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
That's so good.
And then do I have to wash it before I eat it to get the film off?
Just crack it out.
Now I got like...
Good to go.
Chicken...
No.
Woo-hoo film on it?
No, you don't. My God. Have mercy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.